we'd like to describe it as a dramatic love story. So obviously inherent in the story is a love story between two characters, one played by Kajol. She's called Mandira in the film, and I play a character called Rizwan Khan. And the newness for us doing a love story, though we have, I don't know, very many people know that here, but me and Kajol have done a lot of love stories. This one is a little different because the two protagonists, I have what is known as Asperger's syndrome, which is an affliction, lesser form of autism actually. And then apart from this love story, there is a real life incident which has been planted in the film, which happens to be 9/11. And the butterfly effect that incident has on the personal lives of two characters in the film who are completely unrelated to the incident, and how it changes their lives, and how it also comes in between their family and love life, and how both of them in a certain sense go on a journey to pick up the pieces of their love affair or relationship and bring it back together. And the final third layer of the film is that, of course, love conquers all, but there's a huge thought behind the fact that things happening around the world, even if we take it within the context of a religion or an ideology from different parts of the world, the bottom line is that goodness and humanity will conquer anything that is negative going around the world, which seems to be the call of the day. In a certain sense, I've not said this before, but in a certain sense, it is Buddhist in its approach, where you talk about goodness, kindness, all the nice things normally films from India normally talk about, goodness and hope and kindness, but it's done very dramatically, unlike any love story that the both of us have done. It's a bit intense compared to the other fluffy stuff, perhaps, or happy-go-lucky stuff that we've done, and that is it. So I'm Rizwan Khan, and she's Mandira, my wife.
Kajol, can you tell us a little bit about Mandira?
Mandira is... Mandira is... she's quite a normal person, and I think that's what's so different about her. She's a little broken, she's a little bruised, she's a little mad, she's a little normal. So she's a little bit of everything, and the good thing about her is that she doesn't want to be perfect either. So that's Mandira.
Now, this film is opening internationally on February 12th here in the States by Fox Searchlight on the 12th as well. This morning you went to NASDAQ. Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like?
It was fun. I've never been to anything close to a stock exchange before. And it wasn't as scary and tense and sad as I thought a stock exchange would look like. Very colorful screens. Me being a film person, I like that a lot. A lot of color and an amazing digital screen. And the gentleman who was handling it for us, David, very pleasant. So it was really nice. It's very
they really took care of us. They really they were very sweet, made us feel completely, you know, like it wasn't such a big deal.
And good coffee, really nice coffee.
Very good coffee.
So it was good fun to be there, and then we were told that we are the first Indian film actors to have gone there. And I've seen the Times Square big screen, and I've always, you know, you see it in movies, especially the ones made from America, which are disaster movies. Just before the bad things happen, they show Times Square, all happy and good. And I've always been intrigued who are the people who come on those big screens. So it was really nice to see ourselves and our film up there. And very exciting and very humbling too. And very grateful to Fox for arranging this for us.
Great. Before everyone leaves, we have a special book that Shahrukh and Kajol put together that we'll get to you on your way out. So don't leave without it. We're going to open it up to some questions now. I will point to you, and if you're far away, I can bring the mic so that the question will register for the cameras on the back. Who wants to go? I think I saw you first.
Good afternoon, Kajol and Shahrukh. First and foremost, I think I speak on behalf of everyone that's
here. You squeak on behalf of everyone.
I think I speak on behalf of everyone that's here. We're very honored and pleased to have you here, and we wish you lots of success with the movie.
Our pleasure.
My question to both of you is, what do you hope your audience, especially the younger generation of Indians and South Asians across the world, will learn and gain from watching My Name is Khan?
The question was, what do they think the younger generation of audiences will gain from watching My Name is Khan?
You're younger.
So, I think mostly what we're aiming for is making a good film and making a entertaining film. So hopefully they'll go in thinking that, hey, we're going to watch a good film. Coming out of it, I hope that somewhere down the line, you know, all of us, somewhere down the line, every one of us, as we grow up, we somewhere down the line just lose our belief in humanity. We lose our belief in the goodness of the person, you know, who's opposite you somewhere. So I hope that after they watch Khan, that they will at least somewhere believe in goodness all around them.
Yeah, I feel, you know, Karan has this universal appeal for the youth and everyone, you know, families, and he cuts across all kind of age groups. He's shown that with his previous films, and I personally feel that this film is very important for the youngsters, though it's not a youthful film, so to say. Unfortunately, Kajal is not as young as she used to be. I'm
very fortunately, very fortunately. Just me, I wouldn't want to be 16 again.
Though I'm still 18, so this is an older woman, younger man romance. But the idea is, like, I think we've all reached a stage in our careers, Kajal, myself, Karan, where we started as young people and wanting to do the things the young people did, and that's how we made our films earlier. But now I think we've reached an age and stage, genuinely, where we feel that perhaps through our own experiences of goodness in life, you know, if you can take away the trappings of stardom and bigness and all the glamour, somewhere down the line, we are good thinking people. And how we've tried to portray this whole film is about hope, happiness, and humanity. You know, that, those are the three things we always tried to pay attention to, which is hope, happiness, and humanity. And I think it's very important to teach this to younger kids without preaching. You know, try and keep it garbed in entertainment, happiness, niceness, coolness, or whatever factor you call it, and still be able to say
entertainment,
and still be able to say there's hope in humanity. So please be happy, and they should embrace it.
Over here on the side, I'm going to come to you.
Thank you. Given the two very delicate subjects that are being touched on in this film, in addition to the love story, I'm just wondering if you think the DVD release, when it comes out, will contain a director's commentary, perhaps with you two joining in as well. It's such a rich addition to DVDs when they come out, and I think, unfortunately, it's something that's lacking in so many Hindi movies. For example, Tere Zameen Par, the Disney release, just had a fantastic commentary on, you know, how the shots were set up, and it really, you know, I think for those of us who love these movies, it would add so much more to it. So can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We do always wish to do that, especially if you make a special film. And I genuinely, not because we're all here and I've acted in it, but I think Khan is a special film, and yes, there should be a commentary at the end of it, especially by Karan and how he felt, and also the writer, lady called Shivani. You know, Fox and we've had a great association making this film, and we also are aware that normally if you have an international distributor, especially from America, you have to give the film to them 6 months in advance. The reason Karan is not here, that we have not been able to deliver till yesterday. So we are running a bit late. Otherwise, I would call him just now and say, do the commentary right now. But most certainly, we hope the film does so well we can delay the DVD release. And once we delay it, we'll get Karan to talk about it. I would like to talk about it because I feel very close to it. I think Kajal should also, because it is a special subject with the two delicate issues, and otherwise too, because of the kind of love stories we both have done. So it'll be interesting, shot in LA and San Francisco, and the kind of things we've gone through trying to make it. And specifically this time, I'll tell Karan to even include the issues we had editing this film. You know, because there are certain statements which are strong, but we don't want to sound radical in a film, because it needs to appeal to everyone. It should not be losing its universal appeal to all kinds of people. But it's a great idea. We will tell Karan to do it. And we all like to speak, so most of them will.
Not me.
Over here on one syllable.
Yeah, I'm giving the monosyllables and he's giving the paragraphs.
But the music you can do.
Hi. Hi Kajo, hi Sharuk, welcome to New York. I have a question regarding your tagline, which is, my name is Khan and I'm not a terrorist. So 9/11 happened almost 10 years ago now, and the theme has been explored, at least in the West it's been explored quite a bit. You know, people with Muslim last names being persecuted and so on, even at the airports. Another Bollywood film, New York, had a very similar theme to it as well. What are you doing which is different in this film, besides that you have a condition? When it comes to terrorism, how are you exploring that differently, and how are you exploring persecution differently? That, and also, this film's been shot all over the United States. Where was your favorite place?
I'd just like to clarify a few things before I go on. Jim, who had read the script from Fox, he's been really sweet about the whole film. And the first thing he said after hearing it out was that, you know, you've really never had in America, I don't know how true that is, you've never really had an Eastern or the Asian point of view about 9/11. One is that. So he kind of felt that that's a new approach. Having said that, the film is not about 9/11. It's just a backdrop, it's an incident like most of us. I was here on the day of 9/11, but still obviously we all got to see this tragic day on television more often than not. And that's how it is in our film also. And what we've tried to do is take a real life incident, which is very far removed, or at least the couple is very far removed from this incident. They're not directly related to this, and how their simple small life gets affected. The idea of the film being that any incident that can happen internationally, it does not only affect the people who are present at that incident, it also affects, it has a far reaching effect than what we assume. It can change lives across continents. So the idea is that of the film. It does not deal with terrorism, let me be honest. It's not at all like New York, though it's a wonderful film, New York, I haven't seen it, but it's not at all like New York, as far as I know, having heard that story too. My name is Khan, and I'm not a terrorist. In a very strange way, it is used as an emotional tagline. It has got nothing to do with terrorism or just the surname. It's a thing, the compulsive disorder that one of the protagonists has, that's Rizwan Khan. He is told by his wife, she is having difficulties understanding his religion. And for her, it becomes important that he explains the religion and its stand to her. And that's when this line takes off, which is, my name is Khan and I'm not a terrorist. So if you see it closely also in the promos that you might have, it's not a anti-terrorist line, or it's not someone who's being picked on personally. It's an emotional strain in the film. And how we've treated it differently, of course it will deal with Islamic issues, it will deal with one of the characters being Muslim. And how we've dealt with it is, we've taken a personal story. And we haven't gone on a trip trying to explain to the world that terrorism is good, bad, ugly, the Western point of view on it is good, bad, ugly, no. It is just how two people, their lives getting affected by an incident which is not related to them, and how they need to survive. I think it's important for the world to know that not only the people who are directly related to incidents like this, all our lives change. There's a lovely line in the film that earlier there were two demarcations in history, BC and AD. After 9/11, a third one has been added, post and pre-9/11. And how people will be gauged according to this timeline as the time goes by. And it's important that we don't succumb to the negatives of 9/11. We need to look at life still positively and with hope. So that's how we treat it. There are no terrorists in the film. There is nothing about terrorism, because we didn't want to go there really, because, like you said, films have been made on that.
And your favorite place to shoot?
I like Mumbai.
The studio closest to his house.
Okay. No, we cheated a part of Georgia, Wilhelmina there. I like that part. But San Francisco is nice. I think the light is beautiful. People are wonderful. And Look, I'll say all the good things. I'm in America, so I'll say all good things about all the American places. LA was very cold. It was around the same time, I think, when we shot. So it was very, very cold. It was freezing, yeah. But yeah, San Francisco was very, very nice. I think the light and the place, and I like the bar at the hotel. It was very cool, yeah.
Right here in the front. Yeah,
hi. I'm Aisha with BB Magazine, and a few months ago, you too, as a person, were detained at security. The experience that you had in real life, and can you draw the parallels between that and what you went through in the shooting?
I'm detained every time, so it's not a new thing for me. I accept it with a lot of, you know, how you accept I'm coming to a different country with different rules and different culture and different thoughts to it. And if I decide to come to that country, I have to follow those rules. So I embrace it. I'm not only me, my two kids are always top. One is 12, one is 9 at the security. This time I think it went out of proportions because I called the Indian consulate. I was getting too delayed, longer than regularly. But yeah, it's personally, if you ask me, it's a bit of a drag. You know, when I used to come earlier to America, you could leave, what, 30 minutes for a domestic flight. It took 2.5 hours before. And you've got to wear clean socks and everything because they make you take off your shoes. Small issues like this. Can't carry a nail cutter. But having said that, the film is not about, like again, I'm so sorry I keep saying that the film is not about this and all, but the issue that we're dealing with the film is much larger than just a detention at an airport. It's just a small part of it. And it happened post, we had finished shooting the film, and a lot of people thought it's for publicity, which is really low down and cheap for people to think like that. But you can't stop them.
Global news.
Yeah, and I don't
actually come to think of it, I really don't think you have the pull for it.
Yeah, I wish I had so much.
You don't have that much influence, Shark. You really don't.
But I didn't draw any parallels. To be really honest, it's this film is far deeper than, you know, taking a few incidents and saying, okay, this makes a part. Oh, wow, man, this happened to me in real life. No, it's not like that at all. It has nothing to do. And even when I was, like I said, I've been detained at least 25 times, and not only in America, in France, in England, and people, Asians, who take pictures with me, including the ones in America. So they're quite cool, but it's a process, so they have to do it. Or maybe they just want to take extra pictures with me. One of the two. I'd like to believe the latter.
Okay. Thank you.
Over here.
Hi, my question is for Shahrukh. You play a character that suffers from a syndrome close to that of autism, and I'd like to know how you researched for the role and how long it took you to get into a character. Thank you.
Actually, I've been very interested in you know, what is known as neuroatypical behavior. Not only as an actor, as a person, I won't say I enjoy it, but I'm really intrigued how a different mind thinks. It's very easy for all of us to sit down and say, oh, this person is abnormal. I want to know, does he think the same about us? And that intrigues me, because he must be thinking we are abnormal. And so I, when I was younger, I was with a theater group, and we did a lot of work with autistic children. And that's where the interest started. About 4 or 5 years back, a book had come out, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Middle of the Nighttime, I think. It's a long title. About a little kid who has autism. And I was really moved by that novel, and I gave it to, it's a novel actually, it's a small, thin book. So I gave it to Karan that, you know, you should make a film with a small child like it is in the book by the rats. 3 years later, Karan decided that I'll be the small child. And, you know, he wrote a script which is with Asperger's, which is a more functional form of autism. And then I went on to this whole long, I like to read. So I've read 5-6 books written by a couple of people who have Asperger's and otherwise. Then I did a lot of research. I got a lot of documentaries, a lot of videos. There's one fantastic one, I forget the name, made in England. Actually, it's presented by a person who's got Asperger's. And then I started spending time with young kids who had Asperger's. And then I've taken a bit of liberty. I have taken a few
months. You actually met a couple as well.
Yeah, we met a couple also whose story is similar like this. Quite a bit. And then I took a bit of liberty, cinematic liberty, that I've taken a couple of traits of people who have this disorder and amalgamated them into one. But I've still made sure that it in no which way derides or disrespects this disorder. So it might be a little different when you see an individual with Asperger's. I'm like a mixture of a couple of them or three of them. And Then I did a lot of work on my physicality. There's a way I keep the eyes, the neck, and it gave me migraine also. And shot a lot of video, showed it to Karan. And of course, you know, because normally we do films where you're a hero type. So it did take a little bit of, you know, everyone was taken aback. Even the writers, Kajol, and oh, this is a little different than what we had imagined Shah Rukh to be. And I guess as the days went by, then everybody is like kind of convinced about it.
Yeah, we kind of fell in love with it a little later.
Right here in front again.
Kajol, my question is for you. Prior to this interview, I actually was speaking with Shivani, and she told me that the most significant interaction with actors is always how they interact with the script itself. So upon receiving the script for My Name is Khan, what was your initial reaction and your thoughts and your feelings?
I don't read scripts. I really don't. I prefer to hear it from the director's mouth itself. I think that gives you a better perspective as to what the film is going to eventually be like. And I remember when I heard the script of Khan, I was quite amazed, actually. I was really amazed. I was a little awestruck at the canvas that it had. It was just a huge, huge film. And it was seriously amazing how tight it was for a huge film. So yes, I think I loved the screenplay at the first go. And that's it.
Back here first and then you.
This question is for Shah Rukh Khan. Agar aap Hindi mein bolenge to bahut acha hoga. Program Hindi ke liye hai. Is question ko lekar jo aapko airport pe roka gaya tha jo ghatna hui thi. Abhi jo Bombay mein ho raha hai. आप कहते हैं ह्यूमैनिटी की पिक्चर इज अबाउट ह्यूमैनिटी कनेक्शन एक दूसरे के साथ समाज में मिल के रहने के लिए और जहां आपके साथ बम्बई मुंबई में इस समय शिवसेना के लोग प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं एक छोटी सी बात को लेकर के उसके बारे में आप क्या कहेंगे अमेरिका में तो ठीक है आपको नाम के कारण पकड़ा गया लेकिन वो तो हिंदुस्तान है अपना ही मुल्क है
हाँ बहुत आई ट्रांसलेट इट इन इंग्लिश फॉर दिस आई जस्ट स्पीक इन हिंदी सॉरी मुझे लगता है कि ऐसी ही चीज़ें होती हैं हमारे देश के अंदर और हर देश के अंदर और तभी ज़रूरत है कि हम लोग ऐसी फिल्में बनाएं मैंने जो कुछ कहा जिसको लेकर ये मुद्दा बना हुआ है जिसकी वजह से कुछ रिएक्शन हो रहा है मैंने तो एक हिंदुस्तानी और एक भारतीय की हैसियत से कहा है मुझे लगता है हर भारतवासी यही कहेगा कि भैया हमारा देश अच्छा है और हमारे देश में हर कोई जो है मेहमान की तरह से वेलकम है हम मेहमान नवाजी को हमारी परंपरा है हमारे को अतिथि का स्वागत करना हमको बचपन से सिखाया जाता है और 100% हमारे हर देश के बाउंड्रीज पे हर देश में कहीं ना कहीं पर थोड़ा बहुत उलझन सबकी रहती है लेकिन उस उलझन के लिए हम पर्सनली अपने बच्चों को जवान लोगों को गलत बात नहीं सिखा सकते कि एक्स इज़ रॉन्ग वाई इज़ बैड सी इज़ डर्टी ऐसा हो ही नहीं सकता है और उसकी वजह से अगर कुछ लोगों को परेशानी है तो मुझे बहुत दुख होता है मुझे अच्छा बिल्कुल नहीं लगता है लेकिन मुझे लगता है कि जो मैंने कहा है वो मैंने एक भारतीय की हैसियत से कहा है और भारतीय होने के कारण मुझे उसके लिए कुछ गिला या शिकवा या उससे दुख नहीं है ना मैं उसके लिए सॉरी हूँ आई थिंक एवरी इंडियन विल बिलीव इन द सेम थिंग एंड इट मेक्स मी फील दैट एक्टिविटीज लाइक दिस And it's my belief, I may be completely wrong, but I believe and I stand by that belief, this is unhealthy, it's undemocratic, it's insensitive, but this is the way the world is, and you can only say what you believe in and stand by what you believe in, and hopefully I will have the strength to do the same. I'm nobody, I'm not a big person, I just need to tell everyone that why is so much importance being given to what I've said? I'm not a politician. I'm not a radical. I'm just an actor. I mean, so I say a lot of things, and many times people take it rightly or wrongly, but they're not to be paid so much attention to because all I've said is, guys, I'm very proud to be an Indian, and this is how I've been brought up. So, if people have an issue with it, so be it. But it's just really sad. I feel very sad. I feel very depressed. Having said that, I can't do much about it, but I just stand by what I say.
You had a question, right?
Yeah. My name is Lavina Melwani. I'm with a blog called Lassi with Lavina. And my question was that both of you have had such a long career together, starting, I think, almost 10 years back with Dilwale. And even longer than that. So what are the dynamics between you both? Like, you know, you've grown with each other over all these years. Was it easy working together or different somehow?
I think we're friends, have been for the from the first film onwards. And I think as we've done films together, as we've worked together, as we've talked together, I think you just, I think there's an immense comfort level, and I think that's where your growth comes in. I think when you've been friends for so long, I think you've just been friends for so long, you can't define it and, you know, limit it and say that, you know, oh, we are friends like this and like that.
How about you?
Very simple dynamics. I think Kajol will agree with me that when we ever work together, we've been working for 15, 16 years together,
yeah.
And maybe after the first 15, 20 days over, and perhaps having finished our first film, there's always been this, you know, desire in my heart and hers too, and care, that I hope whenever we do a film, I'm always wanting Kajol to be the best thing in the film, and Kajol is wanting me to be the best thing in the film.
Wow, that's...
And that kind of space and respect that, I mean, I wish I could have it with everyone, but it's not the same. It only exists with Kajol without ever wording it, or we don't even have major discussions about acting or life or how we're going to play this. We just go, and many a times, you know, they'll say cut, and the director who we love, who's a very close friend, common friend, and he'll say, okay, for me. And Kajol said, no, I think Shahrukh could have done better. And it's taken with that kind of respect and love that, oh yes, if she says, I know fully well that even more than me and the director, I can still do better because Kajol thinks so. She is doing the film with the same purpose that I hope Shahrukh and Karan are the best in the film. I'm doing the film with the hope that Kajol and Karan are the best in the film. And Karan is doing the film. He feels very responsible. I hope this is the best Kajol Shahrukh star ever.
So I think in other words, Khan will be a very good film and everybody better go watch it.
Is there any anecdote from it on set that shows this kind of bond between you both?
Between us?
Yeah.
We actually Siamese twins.
You are, really?
We only separate ourselves for press conferences. So we always like this on the sets here, like that. Yeah.
That's sweet.
South Asian American blog. I know Shahrukh Khan, you joined Twitter recently, and my friends and I have been following you quite closely. Can you tell me how that experience is, and how to reply to your followers?
I'm very shy personally. Very few people believe that because most of the time you guys see me on a public platform or in a movie. I am okay if I'm playing somebody else or I'm talking about something which is not completely personal. So that's why I've shied away from being on any social, you know, networking site. And one night we were sitting, Karan, and he said, "Bhai, just do it, bhai. Let's sit down and do it." So I said, okay, and he put me on Twitter. And the only thing that humbles me in life, otherwise I'm an arrogant, pompous, self-centered kind of guy.
Perfect.
No, really, I mean, if you're so good looking, you have to. I'm joking, guys. Everyone thinks I'm arrogant because of my jokes. But I'm genuinely very shy. So I didn't want to, but once I came on, I was just looking at the laptop, and suddenly I had, I think, 900 or 1,000 people joining me. And I was very touched. The only thing that humbles me in life is, how can people like me so much? You know, it's very humbling. I can't explain it. Everyone talks about my stardom for 15 years and what keeps you grounded and blah, blah, blah. But the real reason is that I can't imagine people who don't know me care about me so much. And they say such nice things. You know, it's very selfless. And once people started writing, I'm like, listen, now I cannot stop replying. I have to be with them. So like an owl, I keep awake at nights. And for half an hour, I use Twitter wrongly. I use it as a chat. I don't put my thoughts and go away and let people talk about it. I sit half an hour, people ask me, last night they asked me, can we have Kajol with you? I said, no, she's resting in a new room. And I've never answered so many questions at the interrogation at New Jersey Airport. So I'm just answering and having a good time. And thank you very much. And I also, one thing I really like about Twitter, I had this little notion that internet sites and networking sites get a little rude. So far, nobody has. So I find that very nice, that everybody's very kind. I say, I'm tired, and everybody says, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. So I just find that very kind, and thank you for following me.
know if you saw The Daily Show with Jon Stewart's sketch when you were detained, and if you had any response to it.
The question was, did you see The Daily Show with Jon Stewart? He did a sketch about the detaining at the airport.
I saw it on a clip. I saw part of the clip on the news, yeah. And there was another Asian gentleman with him, am I right? Yeah, and he was saying something, and he was saying, I thought it was, yeah, very funny. I mean, he should call me, I'll show him humor. Yeah, I mean, he's the kind of guy that I need to meet and say, listen, let's do this witty stuff when I'm sitting in front of you. Or come to India.
In the blue right here.
I'll hold it like the
panel. I'll repeat your question.
Okay, that's fine. I'm Ashok Vyas from ITV. It's a great honor to be with both of you. And
Thank you.
Entertainment sometimes takes a backseat when we start discussing about the issues and the delicacies, the political current and everything. So going back to entertainment, and my name is Khan, and music is always the key thing as far as Hindi movies are concerned. Any particular number from My Name is Khan that you have enjoyed very much? And do you both sing also?
The question was about music in the film. Is there any number they enjoy or do they sing?
Okay, we don't sing.
No, I sing, but nobody listens.
You talk. I seriously doubt you
isn't
sing.
It musical and lyrical.
That's why he likes Twitter, because he doesn't have to sing there. No, I think as far as songs are concerned, I think Sanchita, Tere Naina, Noore Khuda, I think all three of them are absolutely beautiful. I think they've been beautifully shot. It was a pleasure to do songs without lip sync for once. And I think my favorite would be Noore Khuda from the film.
This is a lovely song, sorry. Let me just ask Apoorva, I forget the name of the song. Ali Mola, yeah, that's very nice. Which comes at the end of the film, unfortunately during the titles. But according to me, it's one of the finest songs of the film. My favorite is Tere Naina. And in spite of what Kajal says, I do sing, yeah. And there are a couple of girls in the world who like my song. It's not coming. But that's my daughter and my sister. Tere naina, tere naina, tere naina. No, good. Now, don't let me expose myself completely.
I'm gonna go back in. Get a question.
Hi, Shah Rukh. Hi, Kajol. This is Moin Khan from Sahara One. Pleasure to have you here. Just a quick question on a lighter note. Is there something you'd like to share with the audience during the filmmaking process? And like one of your favorite scenes from the movie, you know, for both Kajol and Shahrukh. And my second question is to you both. Why do you want people to watch My Name is Khan?
Again? Okay. Well, I think as for me, I have enjoyed each and every day in the film, each and every shot, each and every scene, because I was with friends, I was comfortable, I could say what I wanted to say and not mind my words at all. So I have had a blast through the entire making of this film. So if you tell me to choose a particular moment, it'll be completely impossible for me. If you told me to choose my most uncomfortable moment, that I can tell you was, I think, on a football field in LA in the middle of the night, and where they told us that, oh, it's not very cold, you know, it's LA after all, it's supposed to be hot. So we've gone completely unprepared and we have just frozen our butts off. But as I said, it's among friends, and we've just had a complete blast making the whole of the film.
For me, there's a very special scene which even Kajol would not know, maybe because I think she's done extremely well in that scene. There's a scene where people with Asperger's normally don't make eye contact. And there's this scene which is kind of romantic. You know, the romance is a little different in the film. And we're talking and I start looking away and I'm not looking at her and I feel her stare at me. And there's this love scene where I just turn around and say, why are you staring? You're staring. And she's kind of caught, though she never assumed that she'll be caught. And she does this little thingy, which I don't know how she did it, but she goes, okay. So I think that's one of the nicest moments in the film. To me, I mean, if I wasn't in the shot, I would have just hugged her and told her how beautiful she was in that shot. That's my favorite scene. As far as incidents are concerned, see, Kajol kind of bullies us. Karan and me are very scared of Kajol. All of us are.
That is such a myth.
No, that's not a myth. She screams, she shouts. She has a solid team of Mickey and Vardhan to back her. So we are scared of her majordomos. She walks onto the set and she's only screaming. The best of scenes that we think are amazing, she'll come and break them apart. She said, "What is this nonsense? We don't know this." She's very real. And apart from...
this is completely untrue, I have to tell you. This is complete lies that have been fabricated against me.
She said while showing me her shoe. And beside that, I think the funny part was not funny, actually. You know, everybody thinks I'm very frisky and I've got ants in my pants when I'm working. I like to finish up things fast and move on. And there was an incident that I nearly had a snake in my pant while shooting one of these watery sequences. We had these water snakes suddenly there during the rainy season in Mumbai. That was kind of scary.
I think they had to vacate the whole
We had to vacate, and they kept on telling us water snakes don't bite. And my thing is, do they know this? Because
how do they know this?
There's a new variety. So, like, how do these snakes know? And they don't want to bite because they're in water. That was kind of strange. But otherwise, yes, like Kajol said, we had a lot of fun every day shooting this movie.
Do you think your film will reach audiences in both the East and West? I mean, following perhaps in the footsteps of Slumdog Millionaire.
That's too, you know, that's, that'll be too, maybe not the right thing to say. That's a hugely appreciated worldwide kind of phenomenon more than a film, and a wonderful film at that. So one cannot compare to something like this. You know, films take a life of their own. Nobody knows where the film is going to go when you finish it. And I know Danny and everyone very well. Neither did they, that, you know, it's going to go there. So that's the wrong kind of way to think about a film. But having said that, I think the film has enough in it to hold the attention of all kinds of audience, because the emotion is quite universal. It's kind of topical also, because it does deal with the Western world and Islam. It is a love story, which is again very universal. Also, having been shot in America, it's more realistic that the film is a lot in English too, for the English audience. It's not like completely in Hindi. And of course, it'll be subtitled wherever it is, but it's quite understandable. It's made by, I would like to say, the biggest director in our country. It has a canvas, it has the best distribution network, it has Fox behind it. It has, again, very self-centered to say, but leading artists from the country. So it is a whole showcase of the nicest talent from India. It has been mounted on that kind of scale. The subject matter is very universal. And now that kind of appeal of Slumdog, I would not know, but I personally believe that this is one of the few films which will, because of Fox and the kind of content it has, will touch a lot more people in the Eastern and Western world than any Hindi film has ever done before. How much? I would love it to be bigger than Slumdog, personally. And if you ask me privately, I'd show off and say yes. But on a public platform, I like to be a little more humble and say, yeah, it's kind of nice, hope so.
No, it's a good film.
The question was, how did the American actors in the film relate to the interpretation of 9/11?
See, actors, you know, I mean, if you were to go to someone and ask for a role which is very different and not saying the right thing, maybe an actor or an actress has a right to turn around and say, look, I don't agree with this. But I think a film is not taking any sides in this storytelling. It's not taking the American side or the Eastern side, the Asian or the Islamic side. It's just saying it how it is. And let me just say, the actors who are from just aside, the actors who have acted in this film, I truly believe I have learned some outstanding way of acting because of those actors. They are brilliant, all of them. There's a couple which has played our neighbors, the little kids. There are a few other
that little kid.
There's so many Reese, there's so many kids, even Joel. I mean, they were outstanding, amazing talent. So it was really wonderful to work with them. And each one of them, there's a lady who's playing Mama Jenny in the film, who's told me, well, inshallah, this film wins the Oscar, you guys have to come to LA to eat ice cream at my house. And she agrees with the film. She thinks, and strangely enough, they've read the script as often as the lead artists have, and they kind of know what it is saying, and they were very agreeable to it, because I think the film is not taking any radical sides, and they exactly feel the same way as the Eastern world feels, really. I mean, that's what came through to me when I've done this film, that, like you said, oh, they must be having a closer point of view. I don't think anybody has a closer or a further point of view about 9/11 or about terrorism. I think all of us have the same point of view that it's not the right thing to do.
We all think the same thing and believe the same thing about it.
Right here.
Kajol, this question is for you. More than a decade back, you said that you were a little tired of like traveling out of a suitcase, constantly working all the time.
Still am.
It seems like this year, and also after other new movies coming up, it has been busy. How are things different for you in terms of, say, a decade back, in terms of how you balance the kind of projects you take up? Is it any way different? And how you balance your person time with your work time?
The question was, how does she balance her time as opposed to a decade before?
Well, a decade before, I didn't have a baby, or a husband for that matter. But as far as my personal time is concerned, I have always made the time for personal. And I think now it's just, you know, as you said, we're not 16 anymore. And I've just gotten pickier with age, really.
Way in the back.
No. You know what? We have a lot of American characters in the film, so we just found it being a little unreal if they were to speak in Hindi. So you know, it sounded odd. We have a full dub of the film in Hindi, also, by the way. You know, complete film. But what we've been smart about is that whenever they're interacting, which is 100% of the times, they're interacting with the Indian characters, so they kind of repeat what they're saying. In a nice creative way. So everyone who's listening to it, whenever, like, my character anyway repeats words, so I say half Hindi, half English, so you know the meaning of what I'm saying, because we didn't want to dub the film. So if in English, like, at the airport, there's a scene where somebody tells me that, you know, who are you going to meet? And I say, main President se milne ja raha, I'm going to meet the President of the United States. So I've already said it in Hindi. So most of the things will be understood. I've also kind of repeated what he has said, kiste milne ja raha hu, you know, because he can as a character. But the other times we have a voiceover because the film is narrated by me in the as a storyline. So you have voiceovers explaining whenever there are a few English scenes. Actually, it's not like there are a lot of English scenes, but maybe 5, 6, or 7, out of which 3 are understandable. 4, and of course, they're all subtitled anyway. All the scenes are subtitled. And is it a good thing? I mean, it would be odd to have English people speaking in Hindi.
And I think in today's day and age also, you can't have, you know, shuddh, very, very shuddh Hindi either, because it's colloquial Hindi. What we're speaking is the Hindi that we speak normally also, which has a lot of English in it, yes. But it's English that is generally understood. It's not, I mean, it's like, you know, what example can we give? I mean, if you're saying like a table will be a table, aap mez nahi bologe usko shayad.
I know a friend of mine who was here in America. When he came, he couldn't speak English, and he said to me that, you know, he's my uncle's friend, old gentleman, and he said, "Meko kuch khaya nahi gaya because I don't know English, so I could not order food." So my uncle said, "But you could have." He said, "Nahi yaar, mujhe chicken ki angrezi nahi aati." I don't know what is the English word for chicken. So I mean, I think everybody kind of now speaks. Is that a good example? It's a good joke.
All right, we have time for three more. Anyone? Don't be shy. I'm going to, you first, and then we'll go here to the back.
It would have been great if Qatar was here to answer this question, but why the title My Name is Khan?
The question was, why the title My Name is Khan?
I've become very self-centered lately.
Actually, the title is based on me.
Yeah.
It's because I'm Mrs. Khan in the film, so My Name is Khan is actually on me.
There was a time when we thought the film's title would be Khan, and also because Karan normally names his films with K, but we decided to not have it, one, because I don't think he should have beliefs like this and superstitions like this. I think he makes fine films without having to name them. And the second part is, Khan sounds, just Khan on its own, sounds a little action-oriented. You know, Khan, you know, normally one, Don. So we didn't want it to sound Khan.
My name is Khan.
Yeah.
With a K.
So this is a little, because he says this again and again, because of his wife. And we just thought it's more lyrical, and it's softer, and it's more emotional, the way I'll put it across. And the film stands on that, that my name is Khan, and I'm not a terrorist. And it has to be said with a lot of gentleness. So we just felt it has a good ring to it, instead of just naming it Khan. Because even, let me tell you honestly, when we named the film, there were a lot of feedback that, hey, is it an action film? My name, you know, because you normally take Khans and Sultans to be tough guys. I guess when you cast me, obviously you can't have a very tough role. But it was just a thought because it's in the film. She tells him. I'll be giving away the film, but she kind of says it to him. And she calls him Khan in the film. My name is Rizwan, but she very sweetly, lovingly. I can't tell you what my wife calls me because that's not very nice. But lovingly, she in the film calls me Khan. You know, so Khan Idarao, Khan Yekaro. So it's a thing that she uses the name, and that's why we use it as sweet, no?
Hi. I'd like to know, because of the emotional depth and the serious nature of the film, did you personally, was there any changes in your personal life because of this film?
I'll tell you honestly, I was going through a kind of big injury while I was making this film. I've busted my shoulder. Just doing this film and saying the nice things and being with friends, let me be honest, it helped me. It helped me, it was like therapy, doing this film, because it's about goodness, kindness, to that extent. I don't know, is it, you know, I hear a lot of actors turn around and say that we did a film and it affected us emotionally, changed us as a person. I don't know if I'm so deep or not, to be really honest. I would like to believe, normally I do the films which attract me as a person. You know, these are the thoughts that I believe in. These are things that I like, whether it shifts from Chadde India or Dawn or whatever kind of film I do. I genuinely, and I can say that for Kajol also, more honestly
than myself. You have to identify with the character and with the film that you're making. You have to.
Otherwise,
I don't think you can do it.
Within all this entertainment and songs and dances, there are certain essential things that I look for, Kajol looks for, I think most of the actors look for, which I already identify with. I'm like, okay, this would be nice because I feel like this. So I would say about Khan, there are a lot of things in this film that I feel actually like, you know. So seeing it, doing it is more convincing for me. The other way around, I don't know, like I did a film called Ashoka, which was about Buddhism and goodness and kindness, and I got to learn a lot from it. Did it change me? No, I still get into fights, but you know, I've not become...
And still make controversial statements.
Yeah, but I never like to make a statement like this, that a film, as yet, has not really changed me completely. I've taken films which are like me, which I like the things of. But none of the films are really... I'll be honest about that. No, none of the films are changing me. I'm doing a superhero film with an underwear next year. Maybe that will change me.
All right, last question.
Very quick. I thoroughly enjoyed the triple H, the way you used hope, happiness, and humanity. And you also said that this
you
is...
You made a film X-rated already. if that sells it, it's okay. I'll just go.
No, you said that the film is not taking any side, but it kind of makes us feel that this is, in a way, sensitizing the whole world against racial profiling, which in itself is fine, but then that is taking a side in a way. Like, let me connect it with another.
You'd like to have racial profiling.
I don't say that. But when you are saying that, no, no, you are making people aware against racial profiling.
Actually, no.
No?
No. No, it's just making people aware that finally, all you need to do is very simple things in life to change the world. And the simple things in life are help your neighbor, just be nice to the person that you meet. If somebody's aggressive, take a step back. Just the simple things that have been taught to you since childhood.
I think again, the point is that, you know, you have to be human. As we grow up, we somewhere down the line lose our humanity. The small things, yeah, the simple stuff that we've been taught since childhood, that, you know, be good to your neighbor, you know, give him a helping hand. You see somebody crossing the street, help that person if he needs it. Offer your seat to somebody who can't walk. I mean, simple things. But we lose it as we grow older. There are very few people who retain it. And I think that's what we want to say, is that it's somewhere down the line, hopefully, will return your humanity to you a little bit.
And see, films will only say this. They can't turn the society. You know, normally, I think Karan now, at this stage of his life as a filmmaker and a storyteller, has started believing. You know, when you're young, when you're wanting to do things in life, become successful and be rich and famous, and as he has attained all that, mashallah, I think somewhere Karan has started feeling that, you know what, I like the simple things of life. I really feel I should see, I'll just take a minute. You know, when he made his first film, it was about college kids. He's just come out of college. His second film was about loving parents, which was about, he's not here, that's why I'll talk on his behalf. He had a strange relationship with his dad because he was much older than him. And suddenly when he started joining films, his father and they started bonding. So he made a film about parents. A lot of his friends were going through bad marriages and relationships. He made Kank. You know, so he's always been making films which have affected him. And somewhere now, he has started believing all this glamour and life and good things, and he works really hard, and he does a lot of things. He's anchoring.
Oh, and he loves the glamour, by the way.
And he loves the glamour. He loves socializing. He loves everything. But he realizes that bottom line is that I need to tell people that everything works for me as a successful filmmaker, director, anchor, XYZ, because actually I'm a simple, good guy, and he really is. You know, he'll be the only guy who'll wish you for every birthday. You're in times of trouble, he'll be at your house. Not only mine, he's supposedly my best friend and like my younger brother, Kajol's best friend, but he goes to every person's house. And his father was like that. So I think his film is about just simplicity and niceness. And that's why even the character has got Asperger's. He's not superhuman. The tagline for this film, just so that you know before what it is now, actually was the only superpower that we need to conquer the world is humanity. And that's how he's devised this whole film. So it's not like taking any side. It's just saying things that I think we've grown up listening to. But along the way, we kind of get a little, we deflect them off and start looking at bigger, larger pictures and wanting to do bigger things. I think the simple things in life is what Karan wanted to tell everyone.
What's next for Karan now after this film?
Karan's going to sleep for 6 months. He just told me that I'm going to go to sleep. First, he was thinking of coming to New York and studying. He wanted to learn script writing once more, and he wanted to restart, which is very kind of nice of him. You know, he wants to learn and do a course here in New York, NYU. That was his plan. But recently, he just said, "No, I'm going to just sleep for 6 months. Right? I'm really tired."
No, on a serious note, are you guys going to be working again? Any plans, any projects?
It works like this. Whenever Karan goes and tells Kajal for a film, they both call and say, "We're doing a film together, and you know, you're doing it too." I just say yes. And
so we bully him.
All right, thank you, everyone. Don't forget to grab your books on the way out.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to shake those.